USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 week before the election and President Trump campaigning in three battleground states on Tuesday. President Trump holding a campaign rally in Lansing, Michigan. Before leaving, President Trump says stimulus talks are ongoing, but Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is wanting to bail out cities.
I'll always talk about it because our people should get it. Yeah, our people should get it, the stimulus. But Nancy Pelosi is only interested in bailing out badly run, crime-ridden Democrat cities and states. That's all she's interested in.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Georgia.
He keeps telling us, we're turning the corners, his quote. It's as removed from reality and as offensive as when he told us the virus affects virtually nobody.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's day one on the job for the newest member of the Supreme Court. Justice Amy Coney Barrett began her duties after being administered the judicial oath by Chief Justice John Roberts. Barrett joining the court means it once again has 9 justices. Pennsylvania Republicans want a second Supreme Court ruling on the state's mail-in ballot deadline. Pennsylvania was granted an extra 3 days to count mail-in ballots after the election, despite Republican objections. That's only because of a tied decision on the Supreme Court, leaving in place a lower court ruling that allowed the extension. The most recent polls show President Trump with a slim 1% lead in Pennsylvania. Centre County, Pennsylvania Board of Commissioner Michael Pipe believes the loser in Pennsylvania will be filing a lawsuit.
I think, unfortunately, regardless of who wins either side, I think the other one likely will challenge it again in court. I think that's unfortunate. That's what's keeping me up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on both presidential campaigns as we're 1 week away from the election. Vice President Mike Pence out campaigning, saying China is a fan of former Vice President Biden.
It's amazing to think when we took office, half of our international trade deficit in this country was with one China, one country, Communist China. And Joe Biden, he's been a cheerleader for Communist China all along the way. He actually said that the rise of China was a positive development. And last year when he was running for president, he actually scoffed at the idea that China was even a competitor of the United States. But under President Donald Trump, we put China on notice. We said the era of economic surrender is over. We imposed tariffs on China's products coming in to the United States, and we're going to continue to stand strong till they open their markets and respect the private property rights of Americans.
On the other side of the aisle, campaigning for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, former President Barack Obama.
Joe and Kamala, when they are in office, you're not going to have to worry about what crazy things they're going to say, what they're going to tweet. They're just going to be too busy doing the work.
The former president in Orlando for a drive-up rally. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.